Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 44, Embracing Your Shadow Self, Healing Through Self-Acceptance. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're journeying into a topic that's both deeply transformative and at times challenging to confront. The shadow self. Now, you may have heard this term before, but what does it really mean? The shadow self represents those parts of ourselves we tend to hide or push away, the traits, emotions, and impulses that we find difficult or uncomfortable to accept. Often, these are aspects that we believe don't align with the person we want to be, so we bury them beneath the surface, thinking they'll simply disappear. But as we'll explore today, these hidden parts don't just vanish. Instead, they quietly shape our lives in ways we may not even realize. Embracing the shadow self is an invitation to move beyond self-judgment and move into a space of genuine self-acceptance. It's about acknowledging all of who we are, both the light and the dark, and understanding that the shadow doesn't make us bad or unworthy. In fact, it's an integral part of our humanity. By bringing our shadow into the light, we're able to integrate these aspects, allowing us to live with more authenticity, compassion, and wholeness. This journey is rooted in the powerful work of Carl Jung, who famously coined the term shadow to describe these hidden aspects of ourselves. Jung believed that true self-awareness and growth required us to face our shadow, to make peace with it, and see it as a vital part of our inner landscape. And while this may sound like a daunting task, shadow work isn't about uncovering a hidden monster within. It's about meeting ourselves fully, without shame or fear, and embracing the fullness of our humanity. Today, we'll explore why we repress certain aspects of ourselves, how to begin the process of shadow work, and the profound benefits that come from integrating our shadow into our conscious lives. We'll also talk about the spiritual dimension of this journey, looking at how embracing both light and dark sides helps us find balance, cultivate inner peace, and deepen our spiritual connection. If you're ready to explore parts of yourselves you may have been avoiding, or if you're curious about how to transform hidden patterns and make peace with your whole self, then this episode is for you. And for those of you following along and still working on the Metanoia Madness workbook, today's topic will offer meaningful insights for the prompts and exercises. So take a deep breath, settle in, and let's begin this journey of self-discovery together. By the end of this episode, you'll see that your shadow isn't something to fear. It's a part of you waiting to be understood, embraced, and healed. The shadow self is a term used to describe parts of ourselves that we keep hidden. Qualities, emotions, and traits that, for various reasons, we've pushed to the background of our consciousness. These might include aspects that society deems undesirable, or that we in our journey have come to reject. Think of feelings like anger, envy, or vulnerability, or characteristics like competitiveness or assertiveness that may not align with your ideal self-image. These parts aren't inherently bad, they simply reside in areas of ourselves we've been taught to avoid or deny. The psychologist Carl Jung, who first introduced the concept of the shadow, saw it as essential for wholeness. He believed that by repressing certain aspects of ourselves, we create an inner divide that limits us. The shadow self isn't a bad part of us. Rather, it contains unresolved feelings, hidden strengths, and suppressed desires. In fact, it's often within these hidden aspects that our unrecognized power and potential lie, waiting for us to embrace them with compassion and curiosity. Imagine the shadow self as an inner closet where we stash all the parts of ourselves we didn't know how to handle or were told weren't acceptable. Over time, that closet fills with parts of us rich in emotion, creativity, and insight. Exploring the shadow self allows us to access these parts, which can lead to profound personal transformation. The qualities we once labeled as undesirable may actually contain the resilience, strength, or passion we need to fully step into ourselves. One way the shadow influences us is through our subconscious behaviors and emotional triggers. Have you ever noticed yourself reacting more strongly to a comment or situation that seems reasonable? Or felt a flash of jealousy or resentment without fully understanding why? These are often signs of the shadow self resurfacing, bringing to light unresolved emotions or needs that have been hidden. For instance, if someone's success triggers jealousy, it might reveal an underlying feeling of inadequacy or unmet desire. Recognizing these moments gives us an opportunity to examine and understand them, using them as signs to deepen our self-awareness. Projection is another common way the shadow expresses itself. When we judge or criticize traits in others, it often points to parts of ourselves that we've disowned. For example, if we find ourselves particularly critical of someone's assertiveness, it may reveal a suppressed desire to be more assertive ourselves. Recognizing these judgments can help us see our shadow more clearly, revealing the qualities within us that long for acceptance and expression. The journey of embracing the shadow is not about indulging every impulse or acting on every suppressed desire. Instead, it's about acknowledging these parts with compassion and understanding. It's about recognizing that these hidden aspects, even if uncomfortable, have lessons to teach us. Anger, for example, might show us where our boundaries are being crossed, while envy might point to desires that we've been ignoring. By acknowledging these aspects, we can transform them into constructive forces rather than allowing them to unconsciously dictate our actions. Silencing the shadow doesn't make it disappear. In fact, it can intensify its hold on us, influencing our thoughts and behaviors in ways we may not even be aware of. When we resist acknowledging our shadow, we create an internal struggle, a push-pull between the parts we accept and the parts we reject. This fragmentation leads us to inner conflict and self-judgment, making it difficult to experience true peace or self-acceptance. Embracing the shadow is an act of unifying all parts of ourselves, which is essential for creating a balanced, authentic life. Shadow work invites us to approach ourselves with honesty and gentleness. It's not about harshly confronting these hidden parts, but about meeting them with curiosity and compassion. By beginning this journey, we open ourselves to a possibility of deeper self-understanding and inner peace. Each part of us, even those we've hidden away, has something valuable to teach us. In a society that often pushes us to project a perfect image, shadow work encourages us to see beauty in our wholeness, flaws, mistakes, and all. When we accept the shadow, we release the need to be anyone other than who we truly are, bringing a profound sense of freedom and self-acceptance. By understanding and acknowledging our shadow self, we open ourselves to deeper healing and authentic growth. This journey is not about changing who we are, but about becoming more fully ourselves, embracing both our light and our shadow, recognizing that each holds a value in personal development. So now that we have a clearer understanding of the shadow self, let's explore practical steps to engage with it. Shadow work doesn't mean diving headfirst into the most challenging parts of ourselves. Rather, it's about creating a safe space where we can gently begin to explore what we've hidden away. This process takes time and patience, but with each step, we strengthen our self-awareness and acceptance. One of the most effective ways to start shadow work is through self-reflection practices like journaling. Journaling allows us to examine our thoughts and feelings without judgment. Stop by reflecting on situations that trigger strong emotional responses. For example, if a particular interaction left you feeling unusually upset or defensive, use journaling to unpack what happened. Ask yourself questions like, what about the situation caused such a reaction? Or is there something within me that I'm uncomfortable confronting? These questions open a doorway to understanding aspects of ourselves that we might usually ignore. Another valuable practice is mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness helps us develop a non-judgmental awareness of the thoughts and feelings, which is essential for shadow work. By observing our inner dialogue with curiosity rather than criticism, we create a space where our shadow can emerge without fear of rejection. Set aside a few minutes each day to sit quietly, breathe deeply, and simply observe any thoughts or emotions that arise. The goal isn't to change these thoughts, but to notice them. This gentle observation allows us to become more comfortable with the parts of ourselves we typically push away. Working with triggers is another powerful entry point into shadow work. Triggers are moments when our emotional response is disproportionate to the situation at hand. These reactions often signal unresolved feelings within our shadow. For instance, if someone's confidence triggers envy or resentment into you, that reaction may indicate feelings of insecurity or self-doubt. Instead of pushing the trigger away, approach it with curiosity. What is the reaction trying to show me? By reframing triggers as opportunities for self-discovery, we can transform them into tools for growth rather than a source of discomfort. Seeking support can also be invaluable to shadow work, especially as we delve into the deeper or more challenging aspects of ourselves. Working with a therapist, counselor, or a life coach can provide a safe space to navigate these emotions and insights with guidance and empathy. A supportive environment allows us to engage with our shadow in a way that feels safe and grounded, ensuring that we're not alone in this transformative journey. A powerful way to cultivate compassion toward our shadow self is through self-acceptance affirmations. These affirmations remind us that all parts of ourselves are worthy of love and acceptance. Statements like, "I accept all aspects of who I am," or "I am whole even with my imperfections," reinforce that we are not defined by a single aspect of our being. Practicing these affirmations, especially when we're feeling self-critical or defensive, nurtures a compassionate mindset and encourages us to view our shadow with kindness. Finally, practicing self-forgiveness is a critical part of shadow work. We all carry memories of past actions or traits we wish we could change, and these are often rooted in the shadow. By consciously forgiving ourselves, we release the shame and self-judgment that we've stored in our shadow. Self-forgiveness doesn't mean excusing harmful actions. It means acknowledging that we're human and capable of growth. It's the act of letting go of harsh judgments and embracing ourselves as evolving individuals. In this segment, we've outlined several practices that begin to engage the shadow work. These techniques, journaling, mindfulness, examining triggers, seeking support, practical affirmations, and probably most important, embracing self-forgiveness, provide a compassionate path toward understanding and integrating the shadow self. Remember, shadow work is a journey, one that requires patience, courage, and gentleness. When we actively engage and integrate our shadow, we unlock a transformative process that brings us closer to a balanced, authentic, and fulfilled life. By embracing the hidden aspects of ourselves, we move from self-judgment to self-acceptance, creating a foundation for true wholeness. One of the most profound benefits of shadow integration is the release of emotional baggage. The parts of ourselves we push away, those we perceive as unacceptable or negative, don't simply disappear. They remain with us, often manifesting as tension, anxiety, or self-doubt. By consciously acknowledging and embracing these aspects, we allow ourselves to process and release long-held emotions, freeing up energy that can be redirected toward more fulfilling endeavors. This release creates an emotional lightness and clarity, reducing the mental and emotional weight we carry day to day. Integrating the shadow also deepens our self-awareness. By exploring our subconscious motivations, triggers, and reactions, we gain insight into layers of our personality that influence our actions and choices. This knowledge enables us to make more intentional decisions that align with our true selves, rather than being swayed by unresolved emotions or unconscious patterns. The greater our self-awareness, the more empowered we are to shape our lives with clarity and purpose. Another benefit of shadow work is to increase emotional resilience. When we learn to accept and process all parts of ourselves, including those we may have previously rejected, we build inner strength and adaptability. Challenges and setbacks become easier to navigate because we're no longer avoiding difficult emotions or parts of ourselves. Instead, we're equipped to face them with compassion and understanding. This resilience allows us to handle life's ups and downs with grace, knowing we have the tools to process whatever arises. Integrating the shadow also enhances our relationships. When we embrace our full selves, we become less defensive, reactive, and judgmental, both toward ourselves and others. The compassion we cultivate for our inner perfections naturally extends to those around us, creating deeper, more genuine connections. We're more accepting of others' flaws and complexities because we learn to accept our own. This shift fosters empathy and understanding, leading to more authentic and fulfilling relationships. Engaging with our shadow can also unleash untapped creativity and potential. Many of our hidden talents, strengths, and passions are stored within the shadow, masked by societal conditioning or self-doubt. By exploring these aspects, we gain access to parts of ourselves that may have been dormant. Perhaps the assertiveness you once suppressed out of fear of being too much becomes the confidence you need to pursue a career goal Or maybe a repressed creative passion reemerges, providing a new outlet of self-expression. Shadow work often reveals hidden gifts, allowing us to bring more creativity, passion, and purpose into our lives. Finally, embracing the shadow leads us to a profound sense of self-acceptance and peace. When we stop dividing ourselves into good or bad parts, we release the internal conflict that comes from trying to uphold a flawless image. Instead, we learn to accept ourselves as whole beings, recognizing that imperfections and complexities are a part of what makes us human. This self-acceptance brings us a sense of inner peace that transcends external validation or approval. We're no longer driven by a need to prove ourselves or gain others' acceptance. Instead, we rest in the knowledge that we're enough, just as we are. In this segment, we've explored the transformative benefits of shadow integration, from emotional clarity and resilience to enhanced relationships, creativity, and self-acceptance. Shadow work allows us to reclaim the parts of ourselves that we've long suppressed. By integrating these hidden aspects, we move closer to living an authentic, balanced life, one where we embrace the full spectrum of who we are. As we journey through the process of shadow work, we come to understand that embracing both our light and shadow is essential for living a balanced and fulfilling life. In many ways, our personal growth and healing depend on the ability to honor the dual nature of our humanity. The light drives our aspirations and dreams, and the shadow that holds our deeper truths, vulnerabilities, and lessons. Embracing both aspects of ourselves doesn't mean letting our shadow dictate our actions. Rather, it's about finding harmony between the two. Just as a day cannot exist without night, our shadow complements our light, providing depth and contrast to our experiences. When we accept this duality, we step into our full potential, becoming individuals who are grounded, compassionate, and self-aware. We're no longer operating from a place of fear, denial, or self-criticism. Instead, we approach life with a more nuanced understanding of who we are, able to draw strength from both light and shadow. Consider how this balance shows up in the people you admire. Those who exude a deep sense of peace and wisdom often carry an awareness of their own imperfections. They're not perfect, they're whole. Their light shines more brightly because they've made peace with their shadow. These are people who inspire us not through flawless exteriors, but through authenticity and willingness to show up fully as themselves. By integrating our shadow, we too can embody this grounded, authentic presence. Another key to this balance is the ability to cultivate compassion. For ourselves and others, when we embrace our own imperfections, we stop projecting our insecurities onto others and become more accepting of their journeys. We realize that, like us, others carry their own light and shadow. This compassion transforms our relationships, allowing us to connect from a place of empathy rather than judgment. As we become more accepting of our own journey, we naturally extend that acceptance to those around us, fostering relationships rooted in authenticity and understanding. On a spiritual level, integrating light and shadow aligns us with a deeper sense of purpose. Many spiritual teachers suggest that the purpose is not to achieve perfection, but to embrace wholeness. When we make peace with our shadow, we access a profound inner wisdom that guides us toward our true path. Our shadow often holds keys to our purpose, lessons and strengths we wouldn't otherwise recognize. By embracing this duality, we align with our soul's calling, living in a way that is both authentic and deeply fulfilling. Living in balance with the shadow also frees us from the constant need for external validation. When we accept ourselves fully, including the parts that may feel uncomfortable or vulnerable, we become less reliant on others' opinions or approval. This self-acceptance liberates us, empowering us to make choices that truly resonate with who we are. We're no longer driven by the fear of judgment or desire to fit in. Instead, we're guided by our own compass, moving through life with a sense of peace, purpose, and confidence. By embracing both light and shadow, we become more whole, more resilient, and more aligned with our true selves. Shadow work is not a one-time process, but an ongoing practice, one that invites us to keep exploring, learning, and growing. As we navigate this journey, we open ourselves to the transformative power of self-acceptance, creating a life that reflects the full spectrum of who we are. As we wrap up the exploration of the shadow self, I want to leave you with a reminder. Embracing your shadow isn't a one-time process. It's a lifelong journey of self-discovery, acceptance, and growth. By welcoming all parts of yourself, the light, the shadow, and everything in between, you're stepping into a more authentic, empowered version of who you are. Shadow work isn't about perfection or trying to fix yourself. It's about creating wholeness within, about learning to see your flaws, your fears, and insecurities as meaningful parts of your unique path. When you embrace your shadow, you reclaim the hidden strengths, insights, and resilience that are woven into your being. So as you move forward, remember to meet yourself with compassion. In moments of self-doubt or discomfort, try to listen instead of judge. Allow your shadow to teach you, to guide you toward a deeper understanding of who you are. And remember, true self-acceptance isn't about avoiding darkness. It's about learning to hold it alongside your light, realizing that both are essential to your growth. If today's episode resonated with you, I encourage you to take some time for reflection, whether through journaling, meditation, or simply sitting in silence. Let yourself explore what parts of your shadow might be ready for acknowledgement and healing. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-acceptance. If you found value in today's episode, consider sharing with someone who might benefit from it, or leave a review to help others discover the journey of self-exploration. Don't forget to check out the Metanoia Madness workbook, available on our website, for exercises, prompts to support you on your path. Keep embracing all of who you are, trusting that each step brings you closer to wholeness and inner peace. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.